Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Greetings.
Hello.
Salutations. Ooh. I went back to Charlotte's Web, y'all.
Again?
It's a good word.
I thought we cleared that last time.
I know, but
hello.
Howdy. Yeah. A little mini pearl.
I tried howdy, and you guys shut that down last
time.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
We're pretty country, though. Well, today's podcast, we've been kind of out of the
norm
lately, so we're a little behind, but you know what? It's all good. We're back in the recording studio here, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about the study of John chapter 7.
Big John. I like Big John.
I do too, and there's a lot in there. I mean, especially in chapter 7, it's packed full of goodies.
It is. The whole, you know, the book of John is a book that I recommend for all new converts to start reading.
Right.
I think John is simplicity. He speaks of Christ and the love of God. And so if somebody asks, where do you begin? I tell them, go to the book of John.
Yeah.
It's just a good book. It explains Christ and his mission, his purpose,
right,
in a great way. And, you know, so when you look at John as being the beloved, I think it really defines who John is.
It does.
It really sets him apart, I think, in the John declares all the seven I ams of who Christ is, and I think John gives a good revelation, yes, and an understanding of who Christ is. So no matter which book or which chapter you study on this, you know, seven is a good one as well.
Yes, it is good.
It's what explains this in here. So I'm excited tonight about looking at this, and so thank you for tuning us in.
Yes, let's jump right in, folks.
Amen. God is good.
Well, if we start out in chapter 7, again, we read in that, we're going to be reading out of the King James Version. And chapter 7, verse 1 says, "After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him." He brought this up earlier, that he loves this verse because Jesus walked, and it showed his...
Shows his humanity.
Yes.
And shows that he walked and he traveled by walking.
He sure did.
And he chose Galilee to walk in. It just proves that the prophecies that were fulfilled of him, that how he came from Galilee.
Yes.
You know, walked in Galilee. So now he comes into Judea or Jewry, whichever one you choose that. But
They're after him. They want to kill him.
So, I talk about having a wanted poster after you.
Yeah, it certainly did.
And it was the Jews. It wasn't the Gentiles.
Right. It wasn't the Romans. It was his own people.
Yeah, his own chosen people.
Yes.
The Jews sought to kill him.
Yes, they did.
And verse 2 says, "Now the Jews' feast of tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see thy works that thou doest." They were kind of pushing him towards that, hey, let's go show you off a little bit.
Yeah, they did. Well, they at all times, you know, they're like, let's pull out a miracle here. Let's show them
what you can do, Jesus.
Yeah.
Show them what you can do here.
Absolutely.
And that wasn't his plan.
No.
That wasn't his plan.
He says it many times, my time has not yet come.
Yeah.
My time has not yet come. Yeah.
So go ahead.
4 says, "For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe him."
That was his own family.
Yeah.
That was his own family.
They wanted him to sit down and be quiet.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. It is.
They didn't even believe that
they grew up in the house with him.
Yeah.
That is something. We've talked about that before.
It just shows how fleshed and carnal they were.
Right.
I mean, even they was around Jesus all the time. But, you know, Jesus, he said he grew in stature and he grew in favor with men and with God.
Right.
So Christ had to go through that adolescence time of being a normal child.
Right. You know, sibling rivalry.
He walked and he had things in his life as we did.
Right.
Because he was 100% man.
Yes.
100% God.
Right.
So everything that we go through, he goes, we raise up with siblings.
Right.
you know?
So, yeah. So there would be jealousy. There would be sure. the same normal.
He dealt with all of that yes. stuff that normal families go through.
Right.
You know, just his father was God. Right. And their father was, their earthly father was Joseph.
Mm-hmm. So he trumped them.
Yeah.
He came out ahead on that deal.
But it was just a prophetic of what John was talking about there. But he said even his own brethren
right.
you know, that didn't believe in him.
Right. So, which always makes me think of, was it Paul that said a prophet in his own country is not...
Without honor?
Yes, it's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 6 says, then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
Man, we would take heed to that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
He said his time of death was not... yet come, but he said we can pass at any moment.
That's right.
That's why we always got to be ready at
right.
all time with Christ in our hearts and as our Lord and Savior. We've got to yes. be ready at all time. Ready. He said, be ready always.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in season and in out. Be
yeah,
ready.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Know that your ticket's punched.
Mm-hmm. So 7 says, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come.
Yeah. So the world, we know the world hates us, but they hate us because of Christ.
Right.
Because of truth, righteous, holiness, his standards.
Mm-hmm.
They hate us.
Right. They really do.
Because we're in Christ and Christ is in us.
Right.
You know, we walk to a different beat of the drum. We don't go the way of the world. We go on the straight and narrow, where the world goes on the wide road, the least of
That's
destruction.
Right. That's right.
So we
blind faith.
Yeah.
Our blind faith, and they the world can't understand that.
No. And they hate us because we don't go with them.
Right.
You know, we're going to a different flow. We're going with
Christ.
He says
we'll be a peculiar people. My yeah. people will be a peculiar people.
A holy people.
Yes. Set apart.
Royal priesthood.
Yes. 9 says, when he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret.
Yeah.
So he was taking it all in.
He's in the shadows.
He's in the shadows listening.
But he's watching, he's listening,
yes.
he's there discerning,
yes,
watching their hearts and their lives, and yes.
So then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? So they've sought the disciples out and said,
right.
and said, where is he at? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people.
Two different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Has that changed
no.
from then to today?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Mm-mm.
You know, some said, well, he's the gardener.
Yeah.
You know.
He's a good teacher.
Yeah, he's a good teacher. Mm-hmm. He was a good prophet, you know, and it's still that way today.
Right.
There's still people that don't believe that he's the Messiah. They right. don't believe that he came.
He died a hideous, horrible death for us.
You know.
He
did.
Yeah.
You know, he asked Peter, he said, well, who do men say that I am?
Right.
He said, well, some say that you're Elijah. Some say that you're John the Baptist. He said, but who do you say that
that's
I am?
That's right. I'm talking to you.
And that's what's going to matter at the
that's
end
right.
is who do we say he is?
Right.
And, you know, they can say, well, he's a good man, and he was a good man.
Yes.
Was he a prophet? Yes, he's a prophet. But he's the only Savior.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only Savior. He's the one true God. And,
right.
and but no, he never deceived anybody.
No.
He's a God of truth. He's a God of light. He's a God of love. He's not going to trick and deceive.
No.
That's Satan.
Right.
Satan is a liar and a thief.
He came to straighten it all out.
Yes, amen.
Because we and Satan made a mess of everything.
We live in a fallen world, and he was the one that come to set order.
That's right.
And bring peace back to that hostility between man and God.
Right.
He didn't come to deceive. He came to put back together.
Right.
To restore what was broken.
Absolutely.
Thank God for that.
Yes, amen. So 13 says, howbeit no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught.
I like that.
I do too.
He just walks in, takes over.
It's like, sit down, I got this. Let me show you something.
He was hiding in the shadows.
He was.
And now he just says, he just takes the center stage.
He does.
He said, I'm going to teach a little bit.
Right.
Look what he did.
And they were flabbergasted.
Yeah.
They really were.
He walked in, and I like that he just walked in and even though they sought to kill him,
mm-hmm.
even though there's people there.
He walked right amongst them.
There was people that sought to kill him. There was people there that said he was a deceiver, mm-hmm. and yet he walked right into them. Why?
Right.
Why? How could he do that? It's because he said, my time is not yet
right.
fully come.
That's
he
right.
knew
he
nothing.
He knew they weren't going to get him.
He knew they wasn't going to hurt him.
That's right.
He had the authority. My Lord, that's mm-hmm. Holy Ghost good.
It is.
He walked in center stage and said, you ask, where is he?
Here I'm I here. Am. That's right.
Here I am.
Let the games begin.
Here I am.
And they did.
Yeah.
It kicks off pretty good. It's going to get really good here. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? How can he read? How can he know what this says?
They just thought they knew him.
Yeah.
They're just making up stuff.
He
about
just
him.
Amazed them at every turn.
Yeah,
and
come on.
Instead of receiving that and being like, wait, this has to be a sign.
They looked at him as being some
pauper.
Yeah.
Not good enough.
Some stranger coming into town. And
yes.
Yeah.
A hobo.
They just disdained him and
mm-hmm.
kind of mocked him there.
But Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me.
He knew how to quieten the crowd.
He sure did. You know their mouths fell open. They were like, wait a minute.
Uh-huh. He got their attention
yes,
right there.
Yes, he did. Because I don't believe he said it quietly, Pastor. I don't believe that he was just whispering.
He was there. He was there to do one thing, to let them know he was in the house.
Amen.
He was there to teach them the truth, because he was the truth.
Yes.
And he brought it to center stage. And he introduced his father to him.
Yes.
He introduced the father. He said, this is my father's doctrine. Mm-hmm. He said, it's not mine, but it's the father's. He said, but it's his that sent me.
Right.
He was declaring his deity. He was declaring that he was being sent by God here.
Mm-hmm. And that's right.
He put a quietus.
Short of just saying, I am the Son of God. You know, he said, my father.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Man, boom!
You know, mm-hmm. Drop the mic.
You know, and that was a prophecy that was written by Moses back in the 18th chapter, verse 15, and it says, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, and of thy brethren like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken."
That's right.
So that was a prophecy mm-hmm. that Moses had declared. Because Moses was a prophet, he said, he's going to raise up a prophet like me.
Right.
And he said, you better listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
You better hearken what he says. So when Christ comes in here, he says, my doctrine is not mine, but it's his that sent me.
Right. Right.
Moses said, you better listen
well,
to this guy.
And you know some of them ears perked up.
Oh, you know they
yeah.
did.
They go down there to the feast and bring him up here.
Yeah.
Go get the bosses. We need them to come hear this.
There was a disturbance going on in this feast.
Very
here.
Much so.
It
very
began
much.
To, yes.
So in 17 he says, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether yes. it be of God or whether I speak of myself.
Amen. Amen.
He's saying, now listen up now, boys. I'm fixing to lay some knowledge on you right here.
Yeah.
That, you know.
And he was calling their attention back to what they should have known.
Exactly. Because that's what they were preparing for the whole time.
Yep. They knew he was coming.
Right.
And he was declaring that here.
Can you imagine knowing he's coming and when he gets here like, oh, but you're not who we imagined.
Yeah.
He has no robes.
Yeah.
He has no money. How can he be? They rejected him because yeah. of how they felt about his upbringing and where he
right.
came out of.
Right.
Be but careful, he, folks.
But he but he was bringing the doctrine. He was bringing
yes.
his deity. He was bringing the Father's will.
Amen.
He was bringing the Father's doctrine
Come
here.
On.
And he said, you'll know. If you're doing the Father's will, you're going to know what I'm telling you
yes.
is right.
Yeah.
But if you've not been keeping the commandments.
Right. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
not going to recognize.
And you're not going to be happy to see me.
He was upsetting some people's apple
carts.
Oh,
yeah, stepping
here.
On some toes.
Yes, he was.
Yes. Well, 18, he said, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me?
Ooh, he read their mail.
He did, and he's telling them who he is.
Yes.
And they're not receiving that.
Yeah. I mean, he's telling them their motives.
Yeah.
He's telling what's in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you'd have been keeping the law. Mm-hmm. He knew what they...
Oh, yeah.
He had knowledge of their hearts. He had knowledge of their minds. He had knowledge of their past and what they'd been up to. Mm. And he said, why do you go back to kill me? He knew their motive.
Right. He can't hide anything.
No, you can't hide nothing from God.
He can't sweep it under the rug.
He knows what's in you. He's a discerner of the heart.
Amen.
He looks upon the heart. He knows what's in your heart.
That's right.
And so, I mean, he read their mail and he called them on it.
He did.
He called them out. And, you know, what did you say there? He that speaketh of himself seeketh not his own glory.
That's right.
But he that seeketh his glory that sent him.
Yeah.
You know, he come with a humble heart.
Right.
But he come to convince them and show them, prove that he was the Son of God.
Right. Well, and David said over and over and over, to God be the glory.
Yeah.
To God be the glory. All the glory and honor be to God. So somewhere between David and here, they were seeking their own glory. That's why they didn't want Jesus to come, because they felt they were going to lose their power and authority.
Lose their office, lose their power.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Lose their prestige or their phylacteries.
You can have all that I have.
Yeah.
When you get here, it's all yours anyway.
There's no song that says, take this old world, but give me Jesus.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
We owe it all to him.
Don't let me miss the mark.
Amen.
That's my prayer.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So 20 says, the people answered and said, thou hast a devil who goeth about to kill thee.
Wow.
Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. One work. Wow. I've only done one little bitty old thing, and you're all just flabbergasted about it. That's my word of the night, is flabbergasted, because you know they had to be. You know they had to be shocked at the things coming out of his mouth in the temple that they felt was their, where they had the authority.
Yeah.
So 22 says, Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day?
Oh, thank God. Thank God for that one work.
Amen. That one little bitty thing he said.
That one work he did caused an uproar.
Yeah.
Why wasn't they grateful for the miracle?
Right.
Why wouldn't they thankful? Saying, thank God this man who was now a crippled and now he's able to walk again.
Why wouldn't they be saying, go get Ruth, go get Rosie, go get Brother Bob, go get them all and bring them in here and let's get them.
Because they were so religious, so religious on keeping the law.
They were bound up.
They missed the lawgiver.
Amen. They were locked up in their own chains they created for themselves.
Yeah.
And they couldn't receive him.
If they were studying the law, if they're keeping the law, they would have known him when he came.
That's right. That's right.
But they got caught up in their own glory, caught up in all about me syndrome, and they missed the Messiah.
And they went political.
Yes.
They went to their politics, and they wanted him to die.
He was causing an uproar.
Yes, to say the least.
Doing a miracle on a Sabbath day.
Well, like you said before, he walked right into the temple and took over.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
No,
that was on their ground.
Exactly.
He come in and took the authority because he knew they couldn't do a thing about it.
Well, and he spoke the word. He spoke what they didn't understand how he knew that. Yeah. How did he memorize all that?
Yeah. He's the author of it.
How could he read it? Exactly.
He was the author. But that got them all upset.
A little hornet's nest going.
Yes. All upset and their carrying zone. He put a into it.
He did.
He put a period there.
Yes. He said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. 24 says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Yes.
Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill?
Yeah, somebody recognized him.
Mm-hmm. Let's get somebody in here because he shouldn't be up here taking all this time. Well, I think we're going to have to do a part two. This happens to us quite frequently.
It's just Holy Ghost good.
It is so good. And, you know, just grasping the walk that he walked, just putting yourself in that century, in that time, you know, I'm gonna tell you what, it opens up windows in your mind, and it really does help you to receive what he has for you today.
Amen.
Just receive it, because he'll walk right up in your house and take the mic.
Yeah.
He will. Let him have it.
He wants to be.
He does.
He wants to be the leader. He wants to lead us.
Amen.
He wants us to understand his word. He wants us to understand who he is.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
It was here. He said, is not this him whom they seek to kill?
Right.
Somebody recognized
yes.
it was him. Said, this is him.
Mm-hmm.
This is him. This is one that's been we've been reading about.
That's right.
This one we've been somebody recognized him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
he came.
Yeah.
He came born of a virgin. He came.
Yes.
And thank God he walked the streets of Galilee.
I know it. And
thank God.
You know what? If they would, I often think this way. What if they would have just received him? Of course, it wasn't meant that way, because he had a purpose. You know, but what if they had been ready?
Yes.
I just pray the next time he comes, we're all ready,
folks. Oh, that's
folks.
A good thought. That's an excellent, excellent thought.
We got to be ready.
Wow. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Well, Pastor, now listen, we're going to do a part two, so you don't want to miss that. But we're going to pray with you guys tonight. We want to, you know, we never want to leave you without praying with you.
Amen. Love to pray for our audience. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we love you. Lord, I just thank you today for your goodness. I thank you for your word. Lord, that it is health to us. Lord, it is our strength. Lord, it is our meat. Lord, to our spiritual man, to our spiritual growth, to our spiritual maturity. Father, and I just speak over our audience tonight, Lord, that whatever situation or dilemma or circle they may be facing tonight, God, that you will be their source. Lord, as you made that man every whit whole, Father, I pray, touch their lives and make them whole.
Yes.
Father, in that situation tonight, God, Lord, speak a calmness, Lord, in the midst of the storms. Lord, and calm them right now. Give them the peace, Lord. Let them just rest in the finished works of the cross. Father, we thank you for the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we love y'all, and we will be back. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger. But we will be back. And we love y'all, and we hope you have a great and blessed week. And we want to say thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.